I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's go around the NFL here in a loop on Sports Radio 610. A number of things to get to. Let's start here in this great city of Houston with some of the NFL stuff there. Obviously, day two. A mandatory minicamp. Obviously, I think it's only the 2 day a minicamp, ain't it?
Yeah, and I find that very interesting. To be honest, there are 29 teams that are all 32 are allowed to have 3 day minicamps. 29 are actually using 3 day minicamps. Only three. Only the Texans are one of only three teams that are they're choosing to just go 2 days. I don't know what it means, but I do think it puts a little bit of a bigger priority or focus on, you know, some of the trends, especially maybe the offensive line, you know, the rotations. There's a little more value in because it's all compacted into 2 days. So maybe it's a little more important, you know, when you start seeing some of these rotations, especially on the offensive line.
Yeah. So some of the things that we've seen from practice, CJ obviously throwing again for forever, whoever needed to hear that. Maybe a little limited, it seems like, is what's being discussed out there, but throwing again. No Joe Mixon. No Jalen Nowell, no Christian Harris, no Henry Toto, no Damian Pierce, no Braxton Berrios, no Jimmy Ward, no Tank Dell, obviously, Brevin Jordan, Danico Autry, Trent Brown. None of those guys practicing in this instance. Which of those jumps out as the most important for you? Or, I mean, which ones? Because obviously it doesn't have to be any individual one in and of itself.
No, I would say two players probably. I'm not going to say it's. Because I'm with D'Amico. Everybody goes at their own pace on some of these. We were worried about CJ.
Because he's the quarterback.
He's the quarterback and the new offense and all that stuff. But I think the ones that needed to be out there, and for whatever reason, I'm sure good ones are not out there, Christian Harris and Damian Pierce.
Okay.
Christian Harris and Damian Pierce needed to be out there.
What are they hurt?
They have to be, you know, moving at their own pace, however he put it, on their own schedule. But nevertheless, as the Texans probably would tell you, you know, if you give them the old truth serum, they sure would have liked to have seen Christian Harris and Damian Pierce out there.
Yeah. Jalen Nowell not being out there is kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Obviously one of those guys that's, you know, a rookie. So like all these opportunities to get more impact and insight would be preferable, I guess, but, not out there today after he wasn't there yesterday either. Enough. Obviously I mentioned Mixon. That meant that Nick Chubb got, mm-hmm. he got some first team reps going through drills, which that probably speaks again to how highly they view him. We will get a chance to hear from Nick Chubb later today and hear what it sounds like when he is wearing a Texans jersey. We'll see if that's any different than the energy or lack thereof that he brought when talking to the media prior. We'll get that later on. All right. So some other things around the NFL. I said that we might need to give a little bit of a congratulations to somebody. Newest quarterback on the scene, but new Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Apparently, he got the things that he had to handle in the offseason. We're finding a little bit more about them. Mm-hmm. This is what happened yesterday at their mandatory mini camp up there in Pittsburgh, or up there with the Steelers, when he was asked about one of these silicone rings that he seemed to be wearing.
Yeah, it's a wedding ring.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How long ago?
It's been a couple months.
What I just find this funny. You know, like if I get married, Don't you kind of mention? I know you don't. Don't pry.
I was about to say if you Aaron Rodgers, you don't.
Don't pry into people's personal lives.
You sure?
But I know if I got married, I'd be like, yeah, I married. You know, blah 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 blah. Hey, you know, it was great. It was a lot of fun. You know, blah blah. He just said, yeah.
I go the other way, man. I kind of appreciate Aaron Rodgers for once seemingly not trying to be the center of attention on stuff. Like, go ahead. That was for you,
but he's
dog.
Being weird again. That's how I look
Wait,
at
that's,
it.
Wait, you viewed that as him being weird
you
again?
Just got married.
I look at it as you got somebody like Deshaun Watson who had the hell of a bachelor party, by the way.
Oh, and man.
Just, he had that. Right and then you got somebody like Aaron Rodgers, like, yep, yeah. Between me and that person, yep.
I got married. Well, right. Okay then. I guess he's going to be good, by the way, now.
Yeah, I was about to say, Kendrick Lowe Perkins, I need you to step to the table. Do you think that this is going to mean that Aaron Rodgers is a more serious, more locked-in football player? Yeah. Does this mean better play for the Pittsburgh Steelers at quarterback?
I just found that so funny. Yeah, got married. All right.
That's the way to do it, man. Sometimes, right. Especially if you're somebody like Aaron Rodgers.
Is it wild to say that I do think this might be a level of development and growth for him?
It is to me. I think it's weird. You get married, you're proud. You're bragging.
I think you're doing a little bit of projecting there. He is the type of dude where he's like.
People are like that.
No, I'm actually shocked that nobody found out until he was wearing something. Like, nobody spotted him out with anybody.
Yeah.
And I think that's the shocking part to me.
And it still hasn't been figured out who he married.
No, and people are actively looking. Yes. People are very much actively looking. I don't know that I need to know that. I was just like, oh, good for him. Like, and really and truly, I was like, good for him and good for him that he also did not make this one of those things that we got to know. Because it does feel like, and even if it's not entirely true, it does feel like that dude really likes attention.
Oh, my gosh.
And that this very much is a way to get attention in a way that is also societally agreed upon and comfortable. We're all good with you looking for a little attention. When you marry your queen or what have you, we're always like, oh, no, we're invested in that. And he was like, no, I'll keep this to myself.
It do kind of made me wonder, how did he get married? Like, did he have a big wedding or a small wedding? Or did they just...
They got married at an ayahuasca retreat.
I saw that joke.
Yeah.
I also see the people that I'm sure you're texting you right now. Well, you know his side of the aisle wasn't that full. I get it. Like, we're doing all that. but he is married. Salute to that man. I'm starting to come around on the idea that maybe he could be successful in Pittsburgh. Like, he did have with that season, obviously coming off of the ACL or the Achilles rather injury, it did get better for him towards the latter part of the season. Of course, at that point for the Jets, it was, you know, it was late, but it was but he looked a little bit better. And I'm like, all right, can he find a way to utilize the strengths that he inherently has and obviously the experience within a system to go well? I don't necessarily believe in the system that they got going on there. Yeah. But he does have at least one really good target, and you were able to get the ball out quickly with to some degree, get the ball out quickly and then go for deep shots with Russell Wilson. I feel like you could do similar things with
I don't doubt he's going to still be good. I just don't know what it's going to do for him.
I wonder, I don't think he's going to be awful.
Yeah.
But I just think overall the Pittsburgh Steelers probably going to be 9-8. Or somewhere around there.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, maybe get bounced out the wild card. I don't think they're going to make a run.
Yeah.
Quite possible.
Especially with all the other teams they fighting against.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't want to do that. I'm going to hold off on that 8-3-2. I know that it's raining out there, but I don't want to set Lopez off in this moment because we're going around the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about personal lives, and I think Stephon Diggs is with you when it comes to personal lives and keeping that personal. He was obviously out there at mandatory minicamp. Apparently, he's been locked in. Mm-hmm. In ways like I've seen that described there. Obviously, the reason why that becomes notable is because before he ended up at practice during the time or literally right before voluntary OTAs, we talked about it, seen on a boat, hanging out with some women's while he, you know, has made it public his relationship with Cardi B. And that was not
pink stuff.
Yeah, there's also the thing. Yeah. There's also the thing with what looked like it was some drugs involved there. This was Stephon Diggs speaking to those things when he spoke to the Assemble media.
I want to be as candid with you guys as possible. I kind of have a thing where talk about my personal life with people I don't know personally. I'm pretty sure everybody here, men and women, are great people, but you know what I'm saying? I kind of keep my personal life personal. I had a conversation with Graves, obviously. I'm going to echo everything that he said. He told me, hoping everybody making good decisions, you know what I'm saying? And I had a conversation with people in the building as well, so, everything else is everything else. You know, the particulars is all internal.
Take that, Lopez.
The particulars are all internal.
That's right. That's right. And if you don't believe that he was on that time, yeah. I think he was asked a couple more times in a few different ways, two or three more times, and he basically was like, you gonna make me repeat it? I said this. You gonna make me repeat it?
Mm-hmm.
And so it seems like he is very much on the Patriot Way time. Although I don't know that Vrabel has like established that full Patriot Way type of mentality, but it does seem like Stephon mm-hmm. Diggs is going to at least carry that on, whether or not he has.
Well, it might not be Patriot Way as much as I ain't gonna say. I don't want to say.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people in any organization would probably do the same thing.
You excited for Diggs in that system there?
Look, the one thing you said that I have no doubt about, he's being a pro. There's no question about that. We saw it here.
That's right.
You know,
that's the thing that I find to be like, this does feel like, hey, man, my work and my mm-hmm. private life is separate, which it seems like has been the case for a very long time because he continues to produce when he's on any of these teams. Like, that was the whole conversation that we had last season headed into this thing mm-hmm. was just like, all those things, were all those rumors real? Is he really going to come in and be that guy who's professional? And by all accounts, he was. Mm-hmm. He came in, he did his work at work, and whatever it happens on a boat, outside of the work, that's between him and whoever else is involved and God. Like, that is what's happening. As long as it doesn't land him in the county jail or nothing, like, it seems like that's the way that he continues to carry himself.
Yeah, and the other part of it, it's kind of hard to find teammates that don't buy in to what Stephon Diggs is doing. So that's kind of a tale, too.
That is true. That is true. So, all right. I'm not reading that. Some other things around the NFL. All right. So this happened earlier in the week, maybe actually over the weekend, and I didn't get a chance to mention it, but I do find it intriguing. Obviously, Tom Brady, we know where he stands now in his NFL journey. Fondly looked at, or widely rather looked at, as one of, if not the best to do this, especially at the quarterback position. Now mm-hmm. he's in media for Fox. As an analyst for games, he said this, and I found it to be very intriguing. He's talking about Patrick Mahomes. He's basically laying out why he will not be criticizing Patrick Mahomes mm-hmm. In his capacity as a broadcaster, basically pointed to the idea of, like, when somebody is that great, like, he doesn't want to criticize him. Do you have the quote in front of you?
Yeah, I do. How can I throw shade at someone who's as amazing as Mahomes is? I know what he's been through, and I think the one position that I'm now in as a broadcaster, I do feel responsibility to tell the fans what I see and be honest and upfront about everything, but also realize that what these guys are doing on the field is extremely difficult. He goes on to say, it's a high-level skill. You're looking at any of the 32 teams who have a starting quarterback out there. That guy is one of the best in the world at what he does. So do they make the right plays all the time? Certainly not. By the way, neither did I, and I think you have this context and perspective. Here's the problem.
I was like, are you hearing this? And it seems like maybe not.
Here's the problem. That's not your job right now.
Right.
That your job is to do exactly what you said you were going to do and then contradict it in the same sentence.
Exactly.
You know, he said, I feel the responsibility to tell the fans what I see and be honest and upfront about everything. Well, then do it. You know, no one here doesn't think Patrick Mahomes is remarkable, mm-hmm. unbelievable, you know, maybe on the way to being surpassing Brady himself. But in a game, if Patrick Mahomes, you know, does this or that or has a bad day, your job is to analyze that and critique it. This was, you'll hear this again tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, okay. And that's the thing is, I think, honestly, this would be the wrong player for me for him to come out with this, because I feel like Patrick Mahomes, there is, like, context is absolutely necessary, but I think the larger context that we all come to it from is we believe him to be great, mm-hmm. probably the best to do it right now, one of the greatest to do this, you know, all time in a very early stage in his career. That is the backdrop under which you would be leveling some level of criticism. Mm-hmm. So I think people would give you the benefit of the doubt because that's the unsaid that I think we all agree upon.
Yeah.
I think that you maybe need this, somewhat of this perspective talking about guys that are maybe more along the periphery of you know, of being really good or being great or what have you. And, you know, like, let's say you're talking about Tua Tagovailoa. I think that's the place where you might need to be a little bit more, hey, But I want you to still recognize the things that he's doing well when I throw this criticism, because I think those are the places where we as a larger collective aren't necessarily as inclined to focus on the idea that this guy is good at what they're doing. They're one of the best in the world or what have you. I think all of that context is probably more necessary in those spaces than it is with Patrick Mahomes. You probably need more of the criticisms to point out, because I think people more default towards, well, he's just great and everything he does is great.
I do agree that that would be a circumstance in which maybe he'll be able to sort of be a little more upfront about things.
Yes.
But I also don't totally agree with what you said. It doesn't matter.
I said?
It doesn't matter. Yes, because it doesn't matter who you are. If there is a critique there, your job is to critique it.
Well, sure, absolutely. Yeah, you know? No, and my larger point.
No,
but
I get your point. Like some players, yes, you understand a little more.
Because he's basically pointing to the idea of like this context.
Yeah.
And you know, well, we need the context of Patrick Mahomes. I think we have the context of Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. I think if you were using that context excuse, I think you would talk about some other things. Yeah. And this continues to point to the idea of, I don't know how much I am going to enjoy Tom Brady on broadcast this year. And I think also that mentality kind of scares me on like how quickly does he get to the development where he becomes somebody that I think more people can enjoy his broadcast. Because he's getting better inherently. If you do something and you iterate on it, I think you will get better. Mm-hmm. Will you get great at it? Will you get good at it? That's a question that I don't know that you have a definitive answer to. But he's getting better. I just think that this could, like, this mentality itself could be something that hampers him getting better.
I agree.
Which again points to the how weird it is that Fox was like, we are going to immediately throw him into a circumstance to be the number one analyst. Because it's hard to not juxtapose this mentality with what Greg Olsen has, you know, found a way to level at. Like, Greg Olsen does a fantastic job of offering criticism and offering insight, but also still, you know, I think uplifting the players in the game in the ways that, you know, and celebrating when they do good things. And I think that probably matters a great deal. So, yeah, man, I found that to be very intriguing when he said that, and maybe not in no good way. But that's around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610 on this Wednesday. Coming up next, I wanted to talk about this. NBA Finals Game 3 gets going tonight. And we have a little bit of an insight into what the NBA Finals ratings have been. But the NBA kind of has this level of, it's a little bit of a spin, I guess, is how I would put it. Are you feeling what the NBA is putting down when it comes to the viewership on this year's NBA Finals? We'll discuss that next. But right now, I did want to talk to you about my friends at Supermart. We're coming up on Father's Day, y'all. And obviously, when it comes to Father's Day, all daddies need to have clothes. All daddies need to look good. All daddies need to feel good. And I tell you, the place to make that happen is Supermart. They got all sorts of things in all different price ranges. Of course, they're going to keep this affordable all the way around. But, I mean, something as easy as some cargo shorts. I mean, they're useful, especially in this Texas heat. You want to make sure that you can carry your things, but you want to make sure that your legs breathe. $20, $19.99. That is how low it will go to get you some cargo shorts. You can even get you a nice dress shirt, especially for those of us that are, you know, having to dress up to go into the office, or you just want to look nice on a Sunday going to church. $6 will get you a nice new dress shirt at Supermart. And of course, they're taking care of you in a fantastic way. They'll make sure that you are, you know, well taken care of when you walk in. There's fantastic people that will make sure that they get your size right, so you're not getting ill fitting stuff. There's tailors on hand to make sure that everything fits properly in that way as well. And they're going to do it with a smile and make sure that you get a good value, especially when you talk about casual shoes, all sorts of things. It's way more than just the dress clothes, but you will make sure that you know, get a good value and that you look good. So make sure you go to Supermart.
Yeah. At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality.
quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you on a day two of Texans minicamp day. We mentioned some of the guys that were out there, some of the guys that weren't out there. Seems like I know the DJ Bieniemy of ESPN was tweeting out that the tackles, after having a little bit of a rough day yesterday, trying to corral Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr., and maybe having a little bit better day with those guys. Of course, take of that what you will, as obviously not in pads or anything, but just being able to stay in front of them is something that is notable, especially right. as we know what this defense and these defensive ends in particular, rush ends, are capable of. So shout out to the tackles for giving a little bit of pushback to those fellas on day two of mandatory minicamp. We should be hearing from a few Texans, although it'll be very interesting. The ones that we're hearing from seems like
interesting is one way to put it.
They definitely they picked some dudes and they cultivated a roster of guys talking today.
Yeah,
that I don't think it's head scratching. I won't say, but it's just like, okay.
Hey,
I think
if you cutting up this audio, you're gonna be done quick.
We did a theme.
I put it that way
between Nick Chubb, newest Texan, Derek Stingley Jr., and Danielle Hunter.
What you think the longest answer out of all of them going to be?
Ooh, okay.
Oh, let's play that game.
Let's see.
Oh, let's play that game.
All 35 right. seconds?
I'm going to say...
I say 35 max. I don't think it'd be anything over 35
Yeah, but
seconds.
I'm like, maybe you hit something in particular that one of those guys
34 and a
on.
Half is the over-under.
Yeah, oof.
The longest. The longest response.
Oof. I'm trying to think, is there anything that those guy fellas would be asked?
I'm going to say over. There might be,
The Mill might, Danielle might surprise you.
Especially Stingley with the new
might,
contract.
Yes. Yeah. Stingley might surprise you too.
You know, you hit on a couple of thoughts that I had on these guys. And by the way, they deserve to be on the podium or to be 100% focused. It's not yeah. like they, oh yeah. You know, it's not like the Texans PR is saying, hey, let's have some fun with the media.
No, today. They are Although all they respected, good, respected players yes. in the league at one point.
But one thing about Danielle Hunter, and I brought it up with Seth this morning, because I do think this, he doesn't, you know, he's not animated in how he speaks, doesn't say a lot, but he's got a little Andre Johnson in him. When he does get on a topic, you know, that he sort of, you know, embraces, it might not be flamboyant, but he'll say some stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
yeah, he'll say some stuff.
That's a dude who's played a good while in the league. You could tell that he has, I mean, the experience is evident, but like he has that knowledge that comes with experience, right? It's not just that he's been here and he has the time in, it's that he really does have a level of understanding of what's going on here.
Yeah.
So there's game in there, right? To make it very simple, right? He'll put you on game when he has the opportunity to. He just is not one to talk a lot,
and
right?
And is it crazy to think that now that he's got some years under his belt, Stingley might open up a little more this year?
I think maybe so,
with
actually.
All the accolades and comfort level and all that?
To some degree. Like, I know, you know, Lion's not going to change his stripes. He is a dude who is more reserved, who's not necessarily inclined to talk a whole bunch.
Mm-hmm.
But he did seem like, I mean, and of course, when it was the instance and the opportunity to kind of talk about, you know, the game, right? Things that, something that really, you know, brought it out of him. But then also, there's a level of achievement in getting the contract that he did. And I think that
for him, it felt like he was very much nose to the grindstone and try and reach a place. I think that he's still going to have that within him, but mm-hmm. there's something within, I now have reached a certain place. Yeah. I'm an all pro. Like that, I think will open him up a little bit. Not to say that, again, he's going to become C.J. Gardner-Johnson or anything, but I think that he might, I could see him becoming just a little bit more open.
I could, and I'm curious if he does. I keep going back to, remember the Texans kickoff at NRG? The big preseason party they had and all that.
The season premiere.
Season premiere.
That's what it's called.
Stingley was at the table next to us, and I kept looking over there like, this dude won't shut up.
Yeah.
He was engaging.
He was holding court.
He was laughing. He was like, so it's more of a, like, maybe it's in there. You know, it's in there somewhere. Maybe he's going to feel a little more.
Andre Johnson was the same way too, man. Yeah. And I was talking to somebody before the show, and I was like, man, Andre Johnson, if there's no media people around.
No, he's great.
He holding court, man.
Yeah.
Like, to the point, I'm like, damn, is that Andre Johnson? Cracking up. But once a media member come around, I don't think he cared for the media too much. But mm-hmm. once they come around, then he kind of shut down mm-hmm. and eventually dip out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll see what that ultimately sounds like with that group of fellas talking. Real quick here, I did want to get to this. NBA Finals Game 3 is happening here tonight. Tied 1-1. They're back in Indy. You were mentioning it. Shams Charania actively on with Pat McAfee, because, of course, Pat McAfee, who broadcasts in Indianapolis, of course, he's going to be out there by Gainbridge. But with this game, or with the two games in the books on this, we're getting back numbers, right? And I'm nobody's TV mm-hmm. executive, so these things only mean but so much. But I mean, the clamors that people made about, oh man, the ratings are going to be low because of these two teams. I don't know if it's because of these two teams, but you have seen relatively low TV ratings with this particular NBA Finals at this point. And with that being the case, the NBA kind of put out their communications about Game 1 and Game 2 yesterday. And I was very intrigued by the way that they spun this. Are you feeling this? Are you buying what they're selling here?
No, I'm not buying.
There are three bullet points that the NBA communications tweet puts out. First and foremost, games 1 and 2 of the NBA Finals are the two most watched programs across all of television in the first week of May. Since the first week of May, right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And
for like over a month, those two games were the things that were the biggest. Point two, nearly all of 18 to 34-year-olds who were watching TV during the times that those games were on were tuned into those games. Mm-hmm. And then finally, the NBA Finals have generated more than 1 billion views and counting across social media for those two games.
They didn't mention the ratings, did they?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They did not. And this is why I started. Like,
I say, why would they?
This is absolutely
some spin. You got to mention the good part.
Yeah. Is there any merit to the spin that they're trying to have here, Lopez?
Okay, there might be a little merit. Especially the social media presence, that was a pretty astounding number. But here's the thing. If the ratings, I think the ratings are down 24% from last year. That's a big percentage. 24% is a lot. So my question is this. If they were up 24%, would they be talking about, you know, the ratings not being? Because I think Adam Silver said he was puzzled. He was puzzled by all the talk about TV ratings. Would he be puzzled if they were up 24%?
I don't know. I mean, you take the numbers, you put them up. Like, hey, man, look at these numbers.
You know how it go, man. We going to make these numbers work the way we want it to work.
Yeah, and Reggie said spin. That's what this is. Here's the other thing, and I almost laughed out loud. I did the kind of, okay. He says, it's the most watched show in the last month. Okay, what's been on the last month in terms of
you got to spend it the way it benefits you.
I mean, the BET Awards came on Monday. You know what I mean? So like, maybe
it's the biggest, most people has watched since a month ago. Okay, women's softball, you know, strong second there. You know,
which, I mean, the College way, World Series was going too. You know,
well, here, I was going to mention that.
About the French Open.
Or sorry, sleep Super on the French Open. French Open. Yeah, come on, man.
But here's the thing: the women's softball had like a 7, I believe. 7 million. NBA Finals at 8.4. I think I'm remembering those numbers correctly.
Did not see specifically, yeah, so I can't necessarily
confirm. I think it was 8.4, down 24%. Women's softball was 7. I'm like, okay, this is the epitome of spin here. And I'm not bashing on the NBA, but it's like I'm bashing on the spin. You know?
You got to do it for the salespeople, man. Exactly. The salespeople got to go out and sell that.
So I think you're right here. That, look, man, this is spin, and you would definitely take this in the other direction if it was indeed the other direction. Mm-hmm. I did find it intriguing, though, that they pointed to the idea of people in that kind of young target demographic that I think a lot of these sports mm-hmm. are angling for. One of the things, the reasons why we've seen baseball become more more avid in making sure that, you know, the game is faster and, you know, some of these things so that you can mm-hmm. continue to grab the interest of young viewers, because that's going to be the future of where this franchise is going to be making money, that you have all of them tuned in, if you're tuning in on right. television to this thing. I found that to be intriguing, but that's not enough to get to the other side of this. And I think ultimately the question I wanted to ask here is, do you think that this speaks to the parity of this all? Because, people have clamored for, we want parity in this league. We want all these teams to be able to get to this space. And this has been held up as the epitome of that parity drive, is that you're getting teams like, you know, the Indiana Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder in this space that are legitimately good when you watch the games.
Yeah.
But the markets are small and people are not necessarily driving to this. I know that people have talked about the idea that, hey, man, they haven't watched. Yes, this is Cold Brew on the YouTube page. They haven't watched the NBA since the Rockets rebuild, right? And I mean, when your team isn't in it, is that going to take you away? Especially when your team is not one of the big markets, and these are small market teams. Like, does this speak to this parity driven perspective, and maybe how it might not be as tenable as people want to claim that it is?
Yeah, that's the part that I don't like about this. Just as a basketball fan, I was wrong. I thought that the numbers would be pretty good, to be honest. Just because of that parity of two fresh faces, so to speak, in the finals and the quality of basketball. I had high hopes for TV ratings. I think you did, too. I thought it was going to be pretty
well. I
pretty
I don't know good. That I put it within the TV rating. To be fair, like, I don't know how I was viewing the actual ratings.
But
I
you just thought it'd be
I thought
watched.
And I think it's good football, or good basketball,
yes,
rather.
And that's why I'm a little disappointed, sad, whatever you want to call it, on that. But, you know, ultimately, no matter how much stock you put on TV ratings, especially in today's world, you know, those are the numbers that you sell to advertisers. It's to this day. It's not about, I mean, there is some level of, you know, how many engagements and all that, of course. I mean, we do that. But there is still at the core, what is the demo? What are your TV ratings? Yeah. And frankly, the demo that sells, it does sell, but not as much as a higher demo. is not 18 to 34.
No, you're right.
18 to 34 is not what sells.
It's the next one up.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. The thing that I do find interesting about this is because I did start thinking about, does this speak to the idea of parity? How much of this is just like the nature of where we are in the TV landscape? Because you're right. Like those ratings do matter because the majority of any of these leagues, they're making their money off of these TV deals that are going on. So like, you know, your next TV deal, if the TV people that are buying this are like, oh man, this number isn't where you want it to be. But how much of that is just like outside of football being football, there's not many things out here that are putting up large numbers anyways or that are putting up giant numbers. Is this going to be a thing where TV executives or whatever go, okay, it's not what it used to be, but it's also better than everything else? I don't know. But I found that to be interesting. We'll see if maybe game three changes any of this, if like the ways that game one happened or game two, like if that makes any of the difference. But I don't know. And there's people on the text line who are also pointing at like ideological things, whether, you know, real or not, when it comes to the NBA. But the perception is reality. A lot of things. I think there's also some people, I don't think it's everybody, to be fair, and that's speaking for myself. But there are people that view the NBA as like quote unquote woke or what have you, and that takes them away ideologically.
There's a lot of factors, and that it's undeniable that is one. I mean, it's out there all over. But I don't think that's the sole factor. And sadly, another thing that kind of makes me sad is the whole big market thing is going to gain more legs.
Yeah, no,
gain
yeah.
more traction.
That's what it looks like, right? Somebody said the court sucks for the finals. The commentators are mid, and no one likes SGA.
Maybe that's a factor too.
It's possible as well. But yeah, we'll see how it continues to go. Game three tonight between the Pacers and the Thunder in game, or rather, series is tied 1-1. All right, coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including. Some people got into the Astrodome, Lopez. You want to talk about the people that are getting into the urban decay of the Astrodome? We'll talk about that and more next. All right, let's get into what's popping here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. A lot of people seem trying to diagnose the NBA. Some people from the 619 on the text line. Too many days between games makes folks lose interest. Ocho from the 713 talking about how the game has changed too much for him, right? And how just like, I guess it's just different from where it was. I think I was telling you, I was looking at, you know, two different games from, you know, this year as opposed to like 10 years ago. And the game is very different from that even. So there's some of that. And a question was asked, are the TV ratings even accurate? And I don't know, to be fair. Like all these systems are kind of obscure to us. One thing I can say is you can't really use that as a cudgel here for the NBA because the NFL putting up numbers, right?
It's the same TV.
See, that's the other thing, man.
It's the same TV.
And again, it is not the NFL. That's not the point that I'm making, but the point that I'm making ultimately is that it's not like it's so broken that
we can't say it's broke when talking about the NBA, but we're not talking about it's broke with the NFL.
Right. Not quite.
Right.
Not quite. So yeah, that's the thing that I wanted to mention there. All right. Some other things that are popping. We have officially, because I think we kind of speculated what it was. If you're a college football fan, especially of College Game Day, which I know, Lopez, you are specifically, we have a set date for when Lee Corso's final game will be. We were mentioning he has that one final opportunity to do this. It's going to be week one, Columbus, as Texas takes on Ohio State there, and that'll be the final one. I imagine he puts on a Buckeye. That feels like the thing that he would do in that moment.
Maybe.
Like, I mean, I know that he'll be true. He'll be true to the bit and who he actually thinks. But does that not feel like? Does it not feel like Bucky is the right head? Like Bucky feels like the head that he would put on.
It
in
does
space.
Feel just for that one last visual. You know, that one last cut of him. Although Longhorns, you know, it's a big old head too. With the
Hook'em head.
Yeah, with the Hook'em head.
I was trying to remember. I was like, Bevo is the live mascot. I'm trying to remember. I was trying to remember what the
I don't know what the stuffed
it's Hook'em
guy is.
Hook'em, or, not it, stuffed. Stuffed. That's crazy.
Well, he's stuffed with a person. So what a great way for him to go out.
I need you to save that clip for me if you don't mind. You'll know why. You'll know exactly why that is. But yeah, so that's you can go ahead and put that one on the calendar. Like I said, we had speculated. It felt like it was the only one, and it was indeed the one.
Yeah.
It'll be week one. Lee Corso, a salute to a legend in that way. Some other things that are popping. Obviously, we talked about how the Texans practiced today. We'll hear from Nick Chubb at the very least, but we might have an opportunity to run multiple guys.
Let's hear from all three in the same segment.
Yeah, and still have a lot of time in the segment.
We'll do that here in a little bit. But it seems like, you know, some guys that have had their names mentioned a decent amount. Christian Kirk had an opportunity to, you know, do some good things out there, it seems like. And then I found this to be funny from DJ Bieniemy. Apparently, Keaton Slovis threw a couple of out routes during team drills that almost hit a couple of media members.
Hey,
so, little Jeff Driscoll action.
Yeah, Jeff Driscoll,
who actually broke a camera, right?
Yeah, Jeff Driscoll broke a camera. Dan Orlovsky hit the goalpost once at practice here. Tom Savage might have taken out a media member or two, so you're in good company there.
That's right. Yeah. There you go. The Astros, they played yesterday, the first game of a three-game set versus the White Sox. And how did you describe Luis Robert's performance out there?
You got T-wide.
Yeah. No, he had a 2-for-4 outing, including homering. And he had a RBI double as well. That started the scoring for the White Sox. But yeah, man, the 4-2 loss in Lance McCullers to start. It was a weird one, as he described it. Literally, he used the word weird to describe it. You were saying that it just didn't feel like the breaking ball was getting over the way you wanted to.
Yeah, 51 strikes, 45 balls. That is not ideal, especially for a breaking ball pitcher whose out pitch, you know, obviously is a breaking ball, and he relies on hitting the corners. Wasn't hitting the corners, falling behind in counts. It's going to happen, you know, but just didn't, you know, just it wasn't happening for him.
Yeah. Now, an opportunity to like kind of shout out the Astros. Astros, I mean, they did get hits. They just didn't kind of string them together to get the runs that were necessary. Jeremy Peña has just continued to have some really, really good play here for your Astros. He had a 2-for-4 day himself with a double of his own. Now, he did have 2 strikeouts, unfortunately. That's not necessarily what you want, but I mean, he's well over 300 right now, and he leads all shortstops in B WAR, which I believe is the baseball reference WAR. But I mean, this dude has been lights out, and I mean, he is in that conversation to possibly start the AL All-Star or the for the AL team in the All-Star game. I don't think he wins it, but I mean, the more that he piles on in the next, like, you know, few weeks as the voting continues, it does feel like maybe you can get him an opportunity to get in there. I just don't think he has the same name recognition as Bobby Witt Jr. And then also Jake Wilson has been fantastic for the A's.
Yeah, that's the one. But he does have some name recognition. I mean, on the biggest stages. Yeah,
sure, that is true.
It doesn't hurt.
But I think when I say name recognition, I think I don't think the name recognition comes with a certain expectation of he's swinging the bat the way that he is.
Exactly.
Like this has been incredible for him. And even in this game, he had that type of day, which you really appreciate and you really enjoy. Isak Paredes, you know, he had an RBI in there, but it wasn't quite that same type of day. You were shouting out Jacob Melton in left.
I like what I'm seeing in Jacob Melton. The numbers, you pointed this out, the numbers offensively don't really stand out. This is maybe one where, you know, you have to mix the analytics and what you're looking at. And I trust my eyes on this one. I feel like he, offensively and defensively, he looks the part. He just, you know, just watching him, how he approaches his at-bat, how comfortable he looks, especially in the field, you know, just seem the speed, the talent. I think that might be onto something with Jacob Melton.
All right. So, yeah. Unfortunately for him, like, the numbers don't look all that great, as we mentioned. If the numbers do kind of start normalizing for him, because right now, I mean, it's a 174 batting average and a 414 OPS. Like, that's just in 23 at-bats. Now, it's a very small sample, but you'd expect at least for the numbers to look a little bit better than that. But as you mentioned, the quality kind of looks different, the quantitative aspect of it. If the numbers kind of get better, it feels like he's holding down left field in a way that's good. I know that they said that, hey, man, left field is still Altuve's spot, but do you then start considering the idea that because, I mean, that's a left-handed bat, which is something that they also need. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the bat needs to be display better. But does this feel like the way for them to kind of walk back in a way without walking back the Altuve moving off a second? Or is that something you wouldn't want to do anyway?
I think what you're going to end up seeing is Altuve in different roles. You know, still playing left field. Keep in mind, Jacob Melton is, you know, by trade, he's been a center fielder and a right fielder.
Right.
So he can move around. If you need to spell somebody here and there, he can do that. He can play left field and bring Altuve into second base. Hell, you know, until you hear anything on Yordan, Altuve could even be a DH. So I think you can maybe move him around in some situations. But I wouldn't expect them to maybe like make it a permanent thing, you know, to get him out of left
field. No, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair. And as did we mention it yesterday that Yordan has not started swinging a bat? Nor has DeZenzo, or I mean, like, just they're not, those guys aren't in that place yet. So,
yeah,
you do, as you mentioned, like, it does feel like there will be a little bit of a run because, I mean,
you have at least another week if he's not even swinging the bat at this point. Maybe that is something that you see switch up. We'll see what happens with the lineup today, if that gives us any level of indication for whatever that might be worth. Some other things that are popping. We're remaining on, you know, Rockets superstar watch. Should they be in that space? The, you know, reporting came down yesterday that a Kevin Durant deal would probably be in the offing in the next few weeks. And towards that end, if you believe that the Las Vegas odds makers have any level of insight into any of these things whatsoever, which I don't want to necessarily purport that they do, but there was a big shift in the betting odds that maybe could indicate something. I turn you to the Lopez Sports Betting News Desk for a little bit of news on Kevin Durant.
Vegas knows, man. Vegas always knows that they set those odds, and they're interesting. Yeah, the odds of Kevin Durant's for Kevin Durant's next home have made a dramatic shift. The Rockets, the Knicks are number three, the third best odds of landing Durant at plus 800. Rockets are number two at landing Durant, plus 600. The San Antonio Spurs are number one at minus 160. That is a big, big shift. And this is all according to DraftKings. So at least DraftKings thinks something's really percolating in San Antonio with Durant.
I mean, that's where all the talk has been. And we've seen instances where there's been a lot of talk and ultimately it kind of goes a different way. However, it's starting to feel like
it's a big shift.
And I mean, there's a lot of people for whom I know that they're just like, all right, it's fine. Mm-hmm. That's not going to be a big deal. They didn't want Kevin Durant anyways. And I'm not saying that it's done by any means. But if that does go down that way, and with Giannis in that place where it seems like the Bucks aren't there, if you believe Brian Windhorst, there's no market for Giannis, you start looking up and you go, all right, so are the Rockets just in this place where they're going to lean on the development of, you know, Jalen Green if it continues, Alperen Şengün, of course, Amen Thompson, and then hopefully getting the shooting that Reed Shepherd can progress and seeing what that run back looks like?
Yeah, I mean, it's looking that way. Giannis, you mentioned, Durant, the odds have shifted heavily towards San Antonio. What else is there?
Continue to watch the space. Yeah. That's one thing I can promise you for that. All right, and real quick before we go, I mentioned this but the Houston Chronicle let us know that there were some arrests made yesterday with three 18-year-old teens that were sneaking into the Astrodome. And so
are they alive?
That's a great question.
It seems like they are. I don't see anything to the contrary, but yeah, they're charged with trespassing, and their bail was set at $100. Seems like very cheap, but yeah, apparently they're supposed
$100. I didn't see that part.
Or actually, I think I need to give credit where it's due. It's actually Houston Public Media that brought this to the fore, the reporting. But yeah, man, they were, you know, I guess.
So if it's $100 and usually it's 10% of your bail,
something like that.
So it should be what, $10?
$10. First of all, I got a couple thoughts on this real quick. What kind of living hell were they trying to experience going into the Astrodome?
Urban explorers. There are some people that get their enjoyment from just going into like abandoned places and kind of exploring the ruins, so to say.
Now, were they going in there with cameras and stuff like that?
I'm presuming their phones.
Okay. TikTok videos, things of that nature.
Okay, okay. I was about to say, they had to lose a bet.
I don't know what it was, but there's some 50-pound cat in there saying, we got another one. We got three coming in.
I thought it was going to be like a dare. Like, I dare you to go in there.
I don't know what the current numbers are, but as of a few years ago, it was estimated that there are 20,000 rats and cats in the Astrodome living. 20,000.
They got themselves their own little colony in there, don't they?
Would you go in there for $1 million?
Yeah. For $1 million?
Yeah.
Spend the night?
Yeah, I don't know about that one, man.
Yeah,
I need $1 million right about now.
Especially
spend the night just to
Especially when somebody said they weren't eaten by jam rats. No, yeah. Rob, I don't know if they're being quarantined before the plague. We'll see. But the reason why I had a little
hesitation,
they need
to get tested for like, something.
I had a little hesitation on spend the night is that this is how there was a response from the constable's office. You're taking a risk for yourself and first responders, and it's against the law. The idea that you are taking a risk being in there is not really you have officials like, hey, why are you in there? That's dangerous.
Yeah. Two other things worth noting, and I think this speaks to, just how much it needs to be blown up. It's been shuttered, closed, condemned since 2009. It's been condemned. And the second thing that I find very interesting, and somebody else brought, they texted me about this. You know how they always say it's a Texas historical monument or whatever it is. There is a responsibility to upkeep buildings that are on the Texas historical list. There, maybe we found a loophole here. Hey, man, they're not keeping it up. They're not keeping.
Do you think it's a bad?
Do you think it's
Lopez is in on Astrodome renovation? That's what I hear.
No.
Do you think it's a bad idea if they do decide to tear it down, let all them cats and rats out in the city?
Well, you need to blow it up, man.
Wow.
Sorry, cats and rats.
All right, there you go. Hey, man. PETA, that is John P. Lopez. That's John P. Lopez, myself.
At Lopez on Sports.
Myself and Figgy did not have any level of
Would you adopt them?
Adopt what?
The cats?
I don't work for PETA. You got to talk to PETA.
The way my apartment is set up, I'm not allowed to have them.
Okay.
I mean, you know. So
otherwise,
you know what I mean? Like, I definitely help them out. Apparently, it's been huge on TikTok, according to folks. So, yeah, I guess go search out, see what the Astrodome look like right now. But there you go. That's what's popping in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, all right, Nick Chubb speaks. And I want to hear this just because this is his first time as a Texan. What are we here to expect from whenever Nick Chubb talks to Assemble Media? Let's do that and more next.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.